Prologue. One Sunday, a man visits a very popular megachurch, only to be denied entry due to his attire. He's sitting on the steps of the church, feeling dejected, when Jesus walks up, sits beside him, and says, "Don't worry, they won't let me in either." A joke told to me by my father. Long Dollar. Mr. Jones in his Sunday's best pacing. Miss Jones in her Sunday dress waiting, impatient, for the ushers to begin, to usher in the church congregation, to hear about God's salvation and Satan's temptation. The flock heavy with sin, the church away station. While the pastor lay in wait to waylay 'em, lift lions and slay lambs at the gate, testify, pacify, and pass the plate, pass the plate. And the choir sang their songs. The congregation sang along, waving their hands, and they're Martin Luther King fans. But they weren't fans of Martin Luther or Christ the Martyr. They worshiped at the altar of the Long Dollar, of the Long Dollar, of the Long Dollar. And there I am, 18 years old, running in late, dressed in street clothes. And when my feet hit the church doors in jeans and shell toes, it seemed that hell froze. I was greeted with heaven helps and hell knows. I suppose those folks in Salvation's Army for sure don't shop at the Salvation Army. They smelled like obsession, and I pray the scent of Salvation's on me. And the choir sang their songs. The congregation sang along, waving their hands in their Martin Luther King fans. But they weren't fans of Martin Luther or Christ the Martyr. They worshipped at the altar of the Long Dollar, of the Long Dollar, of the Long Dollar. The preacher screamed, "No weapon formed can harm me," which seemed right. He had a right tight on me. In fact, I bet not a single congregant had even touched the hem of his garment yet. So I sat in the front row, right next to Miss So-and-so. She wore her skirt real high and her hat real low. You know that it was known to everyone that after the pastor would make her speak in tongues. No one was sure if he was reaching them, but the shepherd sheared the sheep. He was surely fleecing them. He was preaching and teaching to the young, telling them who they are and who they should become. And behind closed doors, he was touching them. Right under parents' nose, he was touching them. Soon it was exposed that he was touching them, that he was touching them, that he was touching. And the choir sang their songs. The congregation sang along, waving their hands, and their Martin Luther King fans. But they weren't fans of Martin Luther or Christ the Martyr. They worshipped at the altar of the Long Dollar, of the Long Dollar, of the Long Dollar.